Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo says he really likes Ulster County Executive Michael Hines' STRIVE initiative, or Strategic Taxpayer Relief Through Innovative Visions in Education. It's an initiative to transfer Sophie Finn Elementary School to SUNY Ulster for redevelopment as a community college satellite campus adjacent to Kingston High School in Midtown. The light bulb went off for Gallo.
And I thought, what about a partnership with education? And what about looking at all the assets on Broadway? And let's now put all the stakeholders at the table. So I suggested to Mike last fall, I said, Michael, why don't we have a government educational partnership where we bring in SUNY, BOCES, we bring in, you know, Ulster, New Paltz, we bring in Bard, and we sit at a table and we say, look, our major employers are healthcare, education, government, and now digital, and the arts. How can we create a partnership which will create an educational career path for our kids, and at the same time speak to the cynicism of the public who look at elected officials and educational leaders as totally disconnected from their local economy and from their community? And I thought, this is the way to do it.
And that's how BEAT, or the Business Education and Technological Initiative, came about. Gallo says there's also an arts component.
This assists Mike Hines' STRIVE program, which is very exciting. That's why STRIVE plus BEAT equals the heartbeat of Kingston, and it's all about revitalizing the Midtown corridor.
He talks about a proposed medical college at the Kingston Hospital campus. For example, Gallo mentions the possibility of SUNY Ulster offering digital medical engineering. He also talks about educational programs at other Midtown facilities.
So there's a phenomenal partnership we have got here now, thank God. And all of our hard work with SUNY, starting now with SUNY New Paltz, which I'll get to a second, SUNY Ulster, okay, BOCES, the Kingston School District, and BARD. And the only way we can go forward with any of these educational initiatives is by including those stakeholders so that we have a partnership that gives us the capacity to make BEAT a reality.
He mentioned SUNY New Paltz possibly offering a digital engineering program and Bard College contributing to arts and engineering.
If we don't think out of the box, if we don't have this partnership, if there's not a willingness of our educational leaders and our county executive, Mike Hine, we will not succeed. Not only would BEAT, but the city and the county will have a disastrous impact if the city of Kingston doesn't succeed.
Another component of the Midtown Revitalization Program is the relocation of the police precinct from the Rondout to Midtown in the Bank of America building on Broadway.
The Bank of America is on the west side of Broadway. And on that west side of Broadway, you have 15% to 35% unemployment. The city as a whole has 14% of a poverty rate. You have the city of a whole has 26% of the kids below the age of 12 who live below the poverty rate. Most of those statistics, the human beings who unfortunately in those categories, live on the west side, on the Bank of America side, the proposed police station. We have an incredible amount of absentee slumlords.
He says relocating the police station here should help give residents peace of mind and improve quality of life issues, both of which should foster economic development. Gallo will hold a press conference Thursday to announce his BEAT initiative, as well as talk about moving the police station to Midtown. He is also expected to announce partnerships with SUNY Ulster and Bard College. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.